Kuf Chaf Heyam and Aleph Rashi. It's about 12, 13 lines into the narrow lines. The high Tanner. So Rabbah says that they're arguing about this specific Tanner. The Tanner, which is like the one which you mentioned in the mission over there in Kalim. Which I'm going to mention to you. It wasn't a Tanner which broke, which the Chachila was never totally completed, and that's the Machlokes in Rehud and the Chachamim. What's the Machlokes over there? The person took a Tanner Benosna Piyabor. Tanurim Shalahem Osim Kederis Gedolos. Their Tanurim were made like large pots, Veilim Shalahem without bottoms. When Mashiva Be'Loretz, you'd put them on the ground. Umadvik Titzvi V'Sovi, you would put then mud around them. Lasosu Av to make it thicker. Shayakzik Chem, which would hold its heat better. He Kruya Tfela. That's referred to in the Gemara's language terminology as the Tfela. V'Yimagas La'Oretz, and that would take it all the way down. That would go all the way around it, all the way down from the top to the bottom. V'Tochakach Hevloy Shaloy Kayim, it would keep its heat. V'Nosalpi Habor al pi adus, we put it above a bor or a dus. Adus is shehikein bor. Kedus is like a bor, like a pit. El shabor bechvira, a bor is built by digging down. Adus for binyan, you would create a cistern by building it up. Menoshin shom evan beiner levein doifen habor, you put down a stone between it and the wall of the bor, to tighten it, shlo yipol, it shouldn't fall in. Vehei armin b'avra, and it stays now in the air. If the walls of the tanner are close enough to the walls of the bor, you only have to put a small stone in. There isn't a large gap, because if there be a large gap, so even though that one spot there's this big stone holding it in place, but the heat's going to escape around the outside of the tanner, outside of, you know, around where the bore is open. Shiakav is hesek a tanner, which would then limit the heating of the tanner. But rather, elo yoiloloi, since it's only a small gap, yoiloloi doifnei habor lahasik eschemai, so the walls of the bore will help the tanner hold on to its heat. Because remember, normally the tanner needed help of having this tit around it. Well, over here, obviously, there wasn't tit around it because it was suspended in air. But the walls of the bor are helping, sort of like, you know, maybe even going up above it a little bit, helping it hold its heat. Meshul of Krebim, Meshul of Hebor, and the bottom of the tanner is close enough to the bottom of the bor. Shemasikim Yosef Melamata, if you would put a fire down into the pits, Shoshin Ha'or, Ha'ur, the bor, you put the ur is the fire in the bor. But Tanar Nisik Melamata, the Tanar will heat up above. Bisoicha inside. May from the ur, from the heat, Darach Shulav through the bottom of the Tanar. Oi, oh. Shatanar b'sechalal habor. You didn't put it all the way on the top of the pit. You put it further down inside the pits. So if the pit was yay high, the tanner wasn't all on the top. It was stuck here in the middle, and there was a stone on the side holding it in place. V'hesek er l'sivoy some of it different stuff. And the heat would now be going up around the walls of the tanner on the outside. V'nisik and it'll get heated. V'kigurin shekotzer v'lamata v'rocha v'lamala. See, there the case was that the tanner was made more narrow towards the bottom, a little bit wider up, so it held it in place that way because it went out a little bit, or the bore went up a little bit like this, so it held it in place. So it's tameh. So all these cases, that's going to be tameh. Vimlav. That the heat in the bor would not really work for the pit for the tanner. Elanisuk kashar tanurim mitoychon. It was only heated like other tanurim inside of it. It's tor. Can mafarish time it at the more like Rabbi Yehuda explains. The beinam mechusar netitza. It has to be something which is mechusar netitza. What does it mean? Sheikar of liyos mechuber. It has to be basically mechuber. And therefore, there'd be the process, and the titzah would apply to it. But this tanner is broken already. It's broken off of the ground already. You can't apply the pasuk of yutats to it. Then titzah, only the titzah applies to something which is attached. When it's not attached, the language that you use is shvira. The kafel bay kra, the pasuk repeated. Ribuyahu. So the chachamim say back. It's not a fully attached. It still has the lach of tuma. That's what the chachamim learn out from that pasuk. So what do they do with the pasuk of yutots? So they say that pasuk of yutots is a haud leidach kisa. It's coming from the other direction totally. Hayutots lav like more kula asa. It's not like you're learning Rabbi Yehuda. It's coming to tell us a kula. Will the memer and to say the leka lekiyumi bein natitza kigon zeh. If natitza is not applicable, for example, this tanner sheinu bono, it's not really built umachuber and attached. Umela hum not to differ, it's already broken. It's not coming like you suggested the heavy tor. That it's tor. No, the hotter tanner bein kruva tven yulachem lerbuye. The pasuk saying that the actual rebuye of tven yulachem that it's tomei. So what's it coming for? Ela lagmure. Chumra asa, it's coming to tell us a chumra. What's the chumra? The loitema kolot hanurim hosim kehilchuson mechaborim laoritz, any tanner which really is built properly and attached to the ground. Harehim kishar batim ukarkadami, so deal with it like houses, etc., which are attached to the ground. The lochas, they're not makabal tumma, because they're like karka. Hol v'chibin, since you attach them, v'lol l'kabal tumma, shouldn't have any tumma at all. Therefore, the purpose of the pasuk is kamashal and yutots. Even though netitza is applicable to it, i.e., it's attached to the ground, it's tomei, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Even though it's attached, which normally attaching prevents tuma, this doesn't prevent tuma. But kolshken the mechusin netitza, kolshken in the case where it's mechusin netitza, it's detached. That's obviously going to be makabel tuma. The point of the pasuk is even when it's attached, it's makabel, it can accept tuma. Obviously, when it's not attached, it's like any other keli, not attached, it's makabel tuma. Somewhere says, what does Rebbe do with the pasuk of Tamim Yulachem? They have secretion. So you say like this. He also agrees once it was heated, when it was attached to the ground, the original heating, so afterwards it's not attached, it still would be makabel tumah. Why? Extra pasuk. You don't need to be mechuber. He only says behesek rishon. Shalahusik me'erlam has not been heated before at all. Behesek rishon shenechlu gabay. They're arguing by hesek rishon. That's because dahu mashi lekli. That's what gives it a status of non mesethus kelim. Ezo gemar malachti. What is it considered that the tanner is completed and now it's fit to accept tumah? Mishiasikenu lef is by sufganim. You heated it up enough that you could bake a sponge cake in it. Bahi Polig Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Yehuda argues. Balmar, and he says that a royal leosis kli can't become a kli when it's detached. Abba Behesek Sheni. Shemitchila Nasik Kishar Tanur Mechubal Oritz. It was already attached. Or the Ebenor is attached to this stone. Ah, a thick slab. Uhuzik Shom, and it's been heated there. Manasik kli. Yeah, chemically. Then you took it off. Besayv not lemisham, but nasna piabor. Bekan nitma and became tummy. Now this suspended in the air. But Rabbi Yehuda disarboy mitumei miyulachem. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. It's the extra pasuk. Tumei miyulachem says that case will still be tummy, even though right now it's not attached, and it's not netitza is not applicable to it. It's not necessarily that netitza should be applicable to it now. It has to be that netitza was applicable to it at one point in time, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim say, the second one, Mephila Tolu B'Tzavah Gomel, the Amri, no, yeah. It's even when it's hanging in the Tzavah Gomel, it's still been Mekabel Tuma. When does it lose its Tuma? Elkein Cholkei Kedin Taras Tana, you broke it in a way, you cut it into pieces in a way that no longer it loses its Alach of Tuma. Tzarech Lishbor, Avas Kersoi, just taking it out detaching it from the ground. So it's not attached to the ground anymore. That's not, according to Behuda, we could have thought, well, Matita doesn't apply anymore. So it's Tor. That's not true. Taking it out, Sholem, it's still Tamei. It only becomes Tor if you break it into pieces. Amaullah Hesek Rishon Rabbanon, Damer Ribuya, the Kral, they are Marba, Valva Gav, then Hevel, Shaloy Miskaim Yofa. Obviously, it's not going to hold the heat so well when it's hanging up in the air. Silma Kabbaltuma, Loteva Nosna Pia Bor, Dafka. Don't think according to the button, the only case where they argue, in the case where it's on the ground, you know, on top of the board, just not attached. No, that's not what they argue. They argue, Elafilu told a bit slow, but Savar Gomel, but Husik Shom, Hezek Rishon, Tome. If you'd hang it up in the air, it's still, and you do the Hezek Rishon, it'd still be Tome. So that was Rava's Pshat. So now we're arguing about this Tanner, which is like this, you know, which has not had its Hezek Rishon properly. And then it broke. Is it considered a kli? Is it Rabbi Yehuda? No, it's not a kli. Is it a chum? Yeah, it is a kli. Okay, that's the, where this Shivei Tanu Yoshin are referring to. So Rav Ashi said. So, you know, why are they arguing by the Shivrim Shvorim, right? Argue about the kli itself. That's Rav Ashi Adar Rav. He's asking on Rav. Zuki plugta the tilta Shivrei Tanu Yoshin the liel. This Brisa, which spoke about the broken pieces of a Tanner Yoshin, and Rav explained that referring to Bishwaram to Chiyat Tanner, to talk about the broken pieces of such a Tanner, the Hukufa Rabbi Yehuda Lav Mono, which the Tanner itself was not considered a Kli. So then, so argue by the Tanner. So therefore, Rav Ashi said, Kenamar Mekora, that they're arguing in the Oisim Ein Malach, the Wolay Ein Malach, they're arguing in the original point, the explanation that. Abaya suggested, who was it? Yeah, Abaya, that they're arguing in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that you need me'en malachton, you have to be able to use it like something similar to its original usage. And Rameir says it has to have some usage, not necessarily a similar usage. The argument, it does a malachah, but me'en malachton, it doesn't do something similar to its original usage. So the question was, so why are they arguing by Shivrei Tanur, just arguing by Shivorim Caleb? Mishivrei Tanner Ma'ayukomer, it's more regular Tanner. Mikashacha, my knock a Tanner, Lithugu Shivrei Kli. Why discuss a Tanner specifically and not a regular Shivrei Kli? There's a reason why it spoke about a Tanner. The issue is, well, isn't Ksas main Malechas Afiyah? He does something similar to baking. He's going, Maisa Tafka. What's Tafka? Is Tafka are Re'ofim, which are current tubulus, just like a tile, like a shingle, you know, you picture your ceramic shingles. Right, so it's a big piece like that. Shmasikat nesam, you would heat them up. Loifin behen, you would bake on them. Kach shvorim elu rechavim. So these pieces of broken tanner were wide. Mio en lohem toich lahasikim yifnim. You can't heat them up inside like you used to, like a tanner was before. Alim mechutz, you just heat them on the. Yeah, you put the fire under underneath them and you heat them. Kirafim. La mishum the boyer meyer main malachton. La mishum the rebihudim nakavay. So the chiddush is in rebihudim. Shavuot says, since it doesn't do malacha, may malacha, and it's not going to be considered a kli anymore. Rameir says, like, what's the difference? So Rameir says, like this: according to me personally, I hold you don't need may malacha at all. But even according to you, it bakes. Rameir the Lord of the Yehuda knock at Tanner, become a lidi. I feel him oisim may malacha kinar mina masnisa. For me, it's enough that does some type of work. But even according to you, it bakes. He says no. Yehuda said back that the difference is where you heat it from, and also the fact that the difference is standing or lying. A tanner, you put the bread on the walls of the tanner, so it's standing up and down. But matters said it stands. Rena mutelas b'shiv, it's not lying down. The rofim, you lie them down, and you bake on top of them that way. So it's a different baking. So that's. He holds it's not main malachton, and therefore it's not going to be tamei. Okay, then in this brisa which we quoted, it says Hoy Rabbi Yosi Mishum Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov Al Shivrei Tanur Yoshin Shnei Tolim B'Shabbos La Kisui B'Shenot Tzarach Beis Yad. So the more it goes back to that part of the brisa and quotes that part of the brisa. Amar Avino Kemanim Etatlino Heidno Kisui De Tanuri De Masa Matzah Dein Lehem Beis Achizo. We do use the covers of the tanurim, and they don't have handles. Who are we going like? Come on, we're going like Trevor Eliezer Ben Yaakov, that we just testified in his name, that's okay. So Rashi, kisuri the tanuri the masa matzah, kisuri yatana shel oisim malkim lohayilam beis avivu. So the city of masa matzah, their covers do not have a handle. So Rashi, this tanur of neisha piv lamala has an opening on top. Yesh le kisuri, it has a covering. So you have to have shel, you prevent the fire from the heat from coming out. Lachar shidu b'ray pas. So after you put the bread in, you stick the bread in. So mechasei, you would cover it. So their covers do not have handles. Okay, zot the Mishnah. Eben shebekiruya. So you would take a gourd, you would hollow it out, and you would use it for drawing water out of a well. So the way you draw water, obviously, is you drop the item into the water and you pick it up. The problem is that a gourd floats. So you would tie around the neck of the gourd a stone to weight it down. When you let it down into the well, it would go under the water. So the question is, a stone is muksa. So now, what do we do with the issue of using this item on Shabbos? However, should be kiruya. If you can use it to draw water and it doesn't fall off, so it's attached well, so it becomes bottled to the gourd because it's functional now, and therefore it's no longer muksa. So mamalin bo, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. If the stone can fall off, so then it doesn't become bottled to the gourd, and now the problem is the opposite. Now you have the stone there, which is muksa. And the gourd is supporting the stone, so the gourd becomes a basis to the stone. Same amount, but you can't use it on Shabbos. Case number one. Case number two, different type of similar issue. Zemara shikshura b'tefiach. Tefiach is like a type of a container which you use it for drawing water also. And you have a vine, and you tie the vine onto the tefiach. Tomorrow we'll discuss if this vine is attached or detached to the ground. So mamalim boba Shabbos. So you're allowed to use that. It's attached to the tefiach. So you're allowed to use it to draw water on Shabbos. Okay, that's the second case. Third case is really a different issue. I'm not even sure why they're lumped together. The first two are muksa issues. The first one and a half cases are the first second case is possibly a muksa issue. The third issue over here is you can't build on Shabbos. You can't extend building on Shabbos. So the question is, if I want to take a shutter and put it into a window, does that look like I'm building on Shabbos? I'm closing off this window. The shutters went into the wet would fit perfectly into the window space, and they would close it off. So as opposed to having a wall with an opening, now there's a flat wall. So it looks like you're sort of like building up. You're blocking a hole. That looks like binyan or not. Well, but. No, but but this is made to go in and out, so it's obvious to people that's not building. So the Chacham said that the question is over here: what do you need to do to this shutter to make it obvious to people that's considered it's not an extension? You're adding on to the building. Pekacha chaloyin. So you have this thing which closes up the window. Lezer bizman shu kosher v'talui pachikin boy. When it was out of the window, it was tied on. So it was hanging in the air. It wasn't lying on the ground. So I see a board lying on the ground. I see a guy come and take the board and stick it into the window. That's awesome. It looks like you're adding on to it, but it's not hanging on the ground. You would sort of like fall down and hang in the air. So that's okay. Bimlav, if it's not kosher and totally, ain't poking it, it looks like you're adding on to the binyan. No, you're allowed. So the more is going to discuss. Do the Chacham require something? Do they require kosher and not totally? Totally not kosher. What do they require? Yes. Are they saying you don't need anything at all? That's a discussion in the Gemara. You see Rashi. So the first case is Evan Shebekiru Yah. The last Yavesha Chalula. You have a dried out gourd, which is hollow. Malin Bamaim, use it to draw water. Metarchi Kala, since it's light, Enosh Evis, it doesn't. Draw water, El itself, it just floats on top. You put a stone on it, in it, to heat it, to weight it. memalan bobin and the fellas. Shekshura yof, if you draw it and it doesn't fall out, it's attached well. The pi hakira yof, so to the mouth of the kiri. Shavi kli, so you made it, it becomes part of the kli. So therefore, it's not a, you're allowed to use it. Bin lav, reikishar avonim, beimatalto. It's now it's a piece. If it falls off, so it's just a regular stone. Beimatalto, and it's a kiri yof, so now you can't move the gourd. The shavi bosses leaven shenoy sasa. So becomes the gourd becomes a bosses to the eaven. The achronim deal with this. It's a problematic concept. Why is, I mean, even though that's true that it falls off, but the function of the stone is to help the gourd. Not the gourd is not there to help the stone. There's a svasemis who talks about it. The svasemis talks about it before in the sugya which we had way back when lachas of doing hatmona. You had a case of doing hatmona with a pot, and there was muksa items on top of the pot. So it's not considered. So you say you're allowed to take off the if you can hold, grab the handle of the lid and pull it off, and the other thing will fall off. It's okay. So we discussed then why isn't it considered a bosses? I mean, here you have this cover of the pot with a handle, and there's all this muksa stuff on top of it. The answer is because they're there to be mishamish. The lid is not there to be mishamish it. So even though you see the lid here and this thing on top of the lid, that's a perfect example of a bosses. But that's true, but it's really the other way around. They're there to help maintain the heat of the pot, of the lid, not the other way around. So they're not considered a bosses. So how do you understand this then over here, which would be the same thing? So that's the Sarsemesis Kasha I have written down on the side over here. And I don't remember, I didn't look up to see what his teretz is. That's a good question. That's why I wrote it down. It's Marshall Geffen. So you have a vine, a grapevine. She sure, but the fiyak pach she shoven by min a bor was it was this container which would draw water from the well. I mean a mayan from a spring. So memalim bo the shavi kli lahach zmarba. So the zmarba becomes part of the kli. Betolui, if you have the pekachah kolon, it's attached and it's hanging. Shenu nigger boris, it doesn't. It's not lying on the ground. Kisha shachevel shukasha by eno megil oritz. So it's attached. And the rope is short, so when you take it out of the window, it sort of hangs there. You could use it. If not, in parking boy, the metzik can moisture elabinyan. It looks like you're adding on to the building. Either way, you're allowed to use it. The more is going to explain what that means. Tanan hasa. Okay. Mishal later on. Perichovis. Maybe. If you recall, if you remember, we had back there. We're going to see it again over here in the Gemara. We had it back in Bemet Torim in the fourth parak. The Gemara discusses how much of it do you need in order to make something like a stone non muksa. Do you need just designate makshava, or you need maisa also? You need some type of an action. What's called an action? So that's really. But the more to touch on it over here a little bit, but we had it before that discussion before also. Okay. Tanan Hosan. Evan Shapia Chavis, Matal Tzidah Behina Fellas. So the Mishnah said like this. A person took a Chavis and he put a stone on top of the Chavis. So the stone was Muksa. So the Mishnah says that even though it's Muksa, the Chavis is not considered a Bosses. So the chavis is not muksa. The problem is, I want to use the chavis. I want to take it out. Well, but there's no reason why I should take it with the stone because I'm being metal to the stone. I mean, metal to the stone, tilt me natsad, but it's not really functional needed for this point in time. So it's the tzark. I'm not allowed to be metal, even though tilt me natsad is not worth the chachila. So I'm picking up the chavis with this stone on top. If I'm able to just tilt the chavis and the stone should fall off, I'm chayav to do that. If the Morris says over there, let's say the Mishnah says over there, let's say the case is by doing that, I'm afraid I'm going to. It's amongst other chavis. When the stone falling off, I might hit another chavis and break it. Then I'm allowed to pick it up with the stone and move it somewhere else and then shake it off. The idea being the tilt minute saddle here is not for the purpose of the stone; it's to protect the other chavis. So that's mut. But I'm chayav to shake it off.
Omer Rabba, Omer Reb Ami, Omer Reb Yechonon, comes along Reb Ami in the name of Reb Yechonon, says, Loshana Ela B'Shecheach. This, it's only mutter in the case a person forgot the stone there. But the person put the stone there intentionally, so Nasat Bosses L'Davaros, so Reb Ami says that the name of Reb Yechonon, so now you put it there intentionally, so you made the Chavis a Bosses to the stone, and therefore the whole thing is Muksa. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yechonon. So that's Rabba quoted Rav Ami in the name of Rav Yechonon. Rav Yosef quotes Rav Asi in the name of Rav Yechonon. Lo Yishonu Ela B'Shecheich. He says it like this. It's only B'Shecheich. If B'Shecheich, that then the loch is the stone is Muksa, and you have to shake it off. Alva Maniach, if you put it there intentionally, Nasa Kisi L'Chavis. So now it became a cover of the Chavis. So it's not Muksa at all. So you have this major argument what Rav Yechonon said. Rav Yechonon said that everybody agrees that Rabbi Yechonon said the case of Mishnah was a case of Shecheach. You didn't put it there intentionally. They argue, why did Rabbi Yechonon say that? So Rav Ami says, Rabbi Yechonon says that because had he put it there intentionally, it would be a bosses, and the whole thing would be Muksa. That's Rav Ami. Rav Asi says that because he put it there intentionally, it wouldn't be Muksa at all. That's Mamish, two extremes. Okay, so now, Omer Rabba. Masvina Nashmaitin. So Rabba, who quoted Rabbi Ami that becomes a bosses, says, "We asked the question on what I quoted. Our Mishnah. Heaven should be kiriya imamalim ba ben nafelus imamalim ba vimla. Now, so you see that you put it there intentionally, and it's not what, if it's considered attached. Well, it's not a bosses, but you put it there intentionally. Why isn't it a bosses? That's the question which we asked." But the truth is, wallahi, it's not a good question. Because Hasim kima the hatcha shavya doifin. But the fact that you attached it well, it becomes part of the wall of, it becomes part of the kli. But over there, you're just putting a stone on top, you put it there intentionally. But you put a stone on top, it remains a stone, and it's a bosses. Amr Rav Yosef says, Umasvina Shmaitim, Rav Yosef says that we asked Kasha and Rav Asish Pshat, the mission says, Imlav, if it's not attached well, ein memalin bo. But you put it there intentionally, so why isn't it considered like this case over here? You put a stone on top, it's considered a kisui. So you say, well, you put a stone intentionally, it's part of the kiri. So well, it falls off, so what? But you put it there intentionally to use it, to help it. So it's like over here, the stone. Later on, the stone's going to be thrown out, I don't care. But right now, it's part of the kli. And velohi, the truth is, that's not a kashi either. Since over there, thank you, sir. Since over there, normally you attach it, and you didn't attach it well, Harai, it's falling off, so you're indicating that you're not planning to make this part of the thing. Whereas by the Chavis, leaving a stone on top is normal. So that's why we consider it a cover. Okay. But my Kamifriki. So let's understand this Machlokas between Rav Ami's Pshat and Rav Yechonon and Rav Asi's Pshat and Rav Yechonon. The Mor says they're arguing Marsav Abin and Maisa, Marsav Abin and Maisa. They're arguing whether you need a Maisa to make it non-Muksa, or you need just Machshava alone. You need some type of a change in the item, or not. Maisa meaning some type of change in the item, or some type of strong. Just putting it there is not considered a Maisa. You have to do something to it. Okay. Moore says, and this argument is, they're arguing Ba'ozul Tamayo, that this argument in Rabban Rabasi really is, they're following their logic from a different place. Because the Moore says like this, D'chi osu Rav Dimi Omer Rav Chanina, V'amer lo Omer Rav Zera Omer Rav Chanina, V'hamachos holoch Rebbe L'mokim Echot, V'motza Nidvach Shel Avonim. So Rebbe went with his Talmidim to a certain place, and they were going to have Shir there the next day. And there was a nidvach shel avanim, a pile of stones, which had been used for building purposes. Okay, so nidvach means they were piled up in a way which indicative of the fact that they were set aside for building purposes. So that's still muksa. V'amar l'tamidov, and he told his tamidim, tzei uchishvu kedei shenesha b'lein l'mocher. So Rebbe said, like, you know, let's plan to use them. This is Erev Shabbos still. Let's plan to use them for tomorrow. For sure, you can use them to sit on. They'll be your chairs. But let's have intent right now to use them for tomorrow. So Rebbe said, Machshava, just mentioned Machshava. Okay. And well, it's Yichon Rabbi Mai Lemaisa. Rabbi did not require any type of action; just Machshav alone was sufficient. That's what Rabbi Chanina said. Rabbi Yechon Omar. It's Yichon Rabbi Lemaisa. Rabbi did require an action. So now, what was the action? My Amar Lahu. What did Rabbi tell them to do? So Rabbi Ami Omar, Seu Velimdum Amar Lahu. He told them, take them out now and set them up right now in their places. And therefore, sitting in them is not osir. You ought to sit on something which is muksa. You just can't move them, which is muksa. So these are nice big stones. They're big enough to sit on. So obviously they're not going to be moved by sitting on them. So Rabbi basically said, listen, there's no way you can make these things not muksa until you do a real maisa unto them, which we can't do. We can't change them. But let's set them up now. So tomorrow you can sit on them without the problem. Sir Rami's point was just machshava alone, or even just placing it in place, is not sufficient to make it non-muksa, like Rami says over here. So therefore, it's muksa. So Rebbe's point was this: if you set everything up right now, you didn't make it non-muksa, but it'll become a moot point because you're just considering it anyway. He said, you know, take them, brush them off, do something nice to them, and tomorrow you can set them up. You don't have to set them up now because they're not muks anymore. By doing this small action of cleaning them off from the dirt, you've indicated you want to use them, and that's enough to make them non-muks. Okay. Itmar. Rabbi Simon Sholom, Sir Shalkaris, however, it wasn't the case of stones, it was a case of beams which have been set aside again, which have been piled up to use for building. The rest of the story is the same, but it was Sir Shalkaris. That was what it was dealing with. What it was the Goshush. And the Goshush was the boats which went in the rivers, not going out into the high seas. But the issue which they had was you'd have to make sure that when you were traveling, when it was getting to a spot which was too shallow. So they had a long piece of wood which they would use to stick down into the thing to test the depth of the water. That was called the goshesh. So this big piece of wood over here was the goshesh, and the question was using the goshesh to sit up. So the goshesh, so my number goshesh, kolshke and soyer. If the case was the goshesh, and you can make the goshesh non-muksa, so kolshke, and you can make the soyer non-muksa. The sar is a pile of beams set aside for building purposes. Mandar Masoyer, the one who says the sar was a case of a sawyer, of a goshers, is cup of the lay, it's muksumach was a sar and kiss. That goshers, you didn't want to get that damage anyway, it was a valuable item, so therefore it's muksa, and muksumach was a sar and kiss, it's not going to become non muksa just by putting it down. Okay. See Rashi. It's not hostile. The Kamon Bahai Masechta, we learn later on in this Masechta. Heaven should be a chavis, you have a stone on top of the barrel. Putzach litol min a yayin shabasach, you want to get the wine inside. So mata chavis al tzido v'hino fellas, you shake off the stone. Came along with Rebbe Yechon. Lo shono the mutal the tal to the chavis, but Evan Olay, you let him use the chavis with the stone on top. The ktani v'mhoyis v'ben a chavis. In a case where it was amidst the chavis, shiori lahatoyser some. You're scared to shake it off over there, to tilt it and shake it off. So tippul evan, you're afraid that the stone will fall off. Al chavis shabatzida onto the chavis which is next to it, and break it. So loch is the mishnah says makbia. You pick it up, umata al tzida. You pick it up and move it somewhere else, and you shake it off over there. The hina fellas in there, it falls off. So this loch, you're allowed to pick up this chavis and do it somewhere else. You forgot it there, not intentionally. You forgot to leave, you end up leaving it there by mistake. So that we saw already before in the third parak of a person takes, puts an item on the bed. And he wants it to be on the bed, but he's planning to remove it before Shabbos, and he forgot it there. Right? So that's not considered a bosis, the Rebbeinu Tam pointed out over there, because when, but you know, you put it there intentionally, but your plan was you forgot it there when it came to Shabbos. You had no intention to leave it there, to be there on Shabbos. So that's called Shecheach. It wasn't that the stone fell there by itself. The person put the stone there. So why is it in the buses? Because he forgot it there. It means he didn't intend to leave it there intentionally. That's what Rashi's point. I'm sorry? You're talking about making the buses? I was saying, but the issue whether the bed would be considered a bus is to the item. So any muksa makes buses, but you would except for a klish malat alisur is a machloikis. If klish malat alisur makes buses, it only makes the buses as usur is in itself. So the tzar kufa the tzar b'kami is now mutter. So the buses is not more chomer than the klish malat alisur. So the machloikis whether klish malat alisur makes one at all, and even if it does, it only makes it, you know. People ask sometimes that they have a shtender and they left the tefillin on their shtender. So I said, first of all, the machlokes is whether the tefillin is mukhs on Shabbos. Even if it's mukhs, it's only klishim not al yisr. So, and the machlokes whether that makes a bosses at all. And even if it makes a bosses, so you're moving the shtender. The shtender is not mukhs. And even if it does, if you need the shtender, so klishim, it's mutzal tzar kubas arba kam. So, it's not such an issue. Now, it doesn't mean the chachil you should leave your tefillin there. But theoretically, it would make a difference. In other words, certain things by nature, that's their place. You know, even though you put it there, you didn't think about it, apparently their Shabbos. That's really its makom. Certain things, that's not its makom. You know, it's right against inside of a freezer. You have a mux item on top of a non-mux item. You know, you didn't really plan to put the meat on top of the challah. There's frozen meat, raw meat. Raw, so it's muksa. So, but it's the top of the challah that you need, you know. There's no specific intent bedafka that the meat should be on top of the challah as opposed to under the challah, you know. So that's not considered a bosses, even though that's the random time of schedule. But even though you put it there and knew it was there and intended to leave it there, but you really couldn't care less that it's there. So that's not considered a bosses. But over here, I put something on the bed. I wanted the bed to hold it, just for now. But then I forgot it. But the plan to take it before Shabbos. Okay. The Mashal just deals with Rashi. Rashi says that it was between the chavis. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's only mutter v'shechech. If you put it there intentionally, the whole thing's a bosses. So the whole thing's a bosses, the chavis is a bosses, and the only way you can get this wine is by tilting it off. You can't tilt it, you can't move the chavis. So why does Rashi pick up that Rabbi Yochanan's coming to exclude in a case where you want to pick it up and move it somewhere else? That you can't do because you made it a bosses. And the case where you want to use it where it is, it's also a problem of bosses. Right? How are you going to get to the wine? There's the stone on top. Well, I'm going to tilt the barrel. Oh, you can't tilt the barrel. Right? So why isn't the problem immediately applicable over here as opposed to the other case? That's the Mashal deals with that problem. The case was, he forgot it there. You put it there, the chavis becomes the bosses. She dover usher, mimetalfel is the chavis. Now you can't move the chavis. If there's a Rav Asi, lekula. Rebbechon's point was not chumra, was kula. When do you have to use the process of tilting the chavis? We need to lead tatal evan behead. You can't move the stone directly. You didn't intend that the stone should be part of the kli. Avaniach, we put the stone there intentionally. Nasa evan kisu the chavis now becomes part of the covering, and therefore now it's a kisui. It's not muks anymore. Now you can move it directly. Just take the cover, the top off. Okay. So I asked my Ashmaitin al Shmur Shali, my pshat that I said over Shemarti b'maniyaf ein even nasa kli, that even when you put it there intentionally, it does not become a kli. And Mishnah says over here Mamalan ba, you're able to use the stone. Alma Evan nasa kli, the Evan becomes part of the kli. And the answer is over here it's different. The hotka shakasha yafa, you tied it well. Yosef asked in his pshat, just putting it there alone doesn't make it a kli. And I'm saying, it's kasha in my pshat that I said over for Rav Asi, that just putting it there becomes a cover. And the answer is that's not a kasha. That's not a kasha. The hosam hoyel belakshira lechazel lamalus, without tying it, it doesn't really function. The hanovah, because it's going to fall off. V'hai lav hotkan, he didn't tie it well like he's supposed to. But tulei botlam in teres kli. So that doesn't make it, that nullifies the intention of making it into a kli. Goli daite, he's showing he doesn't really plan to use it. Av kisi chavis, by the covering the barrel, hanocha mashalei kli, just putting there is enough. Was it Tamayo Rabami Ravasi? This argument of Rabami Ravasi is following their argument of somewhere else. Nidim Kshil Abonim. Abonim Sturis, you have a pile of stones which are set up, Muksas Labinyam, which is set aside for the purpose of building. So, one opinion said, Rechina said, think about that. Rabbi Yechon said, no, he said, you got to do something. My Armadu, what did he tell them? My Maisa Hitzichon Rabbi Yechon. According to Rabbi Yechon, what did the Rabbi require them to do? So Rav Ami said, "Sebe limtum, sidroi some of yeshivim. You better set them up before Shabbos. Kadesh lo nitzarach liga behem lamarcha. This way, you won't have to move them tomorrow. Fish ain hazmona b'maisa called dehu me'elis le'evin. Just a stone cannot become designated non-muksa just by a little action. La'soisa kli to make it a kli, and that's Rav Ami le'tamei. Domer le'el ain evin nasa kli." Just putting, doing an act of putting it there is not enough to make it a kli. Limdum, the word limdum means means the set of nesarim al pi habor. Over there was setting up the nesarim on top of the boar. Over here means set them up. So Rebbe said, set them up because you better set them up now because you can't set them up tomorrow. Rav Asi said, I'm sorry. Why say? No, he argues. He didn't say chishu. He told him to do a maisa. Rabbi said do a maisa, not a machshav. The Rechina Rabbi Yechon arguing what Rabbi said. Rabbi said think about it. Rabbi Yechon said no, do something. Now they're arguing what did Rabbi say according to Rabbi Yechon? What did he say to do? So Rabbi Ami said, he said set it up because you can't do it. It's not going to help you on Shabbos. And Rabbi Asi said rub them off. Shif shifum minatit. Rub of the dirt. She knows the Yeshiv will be nice to sit on. Lamacher, and tomorrow Tilmudum, tomorrow you'll be able to move them and set them up. The Maisa Koldu, not so clean. That's enough to make them into a clean. Serish Akaras, Hava, it was beams, Baloya Vadim, not stones. Sawyer, Seder Shalkaras, Chadoshes, you have this pile of new beams. Shemesadim, Oysom, Labinyan, you're setting them up to pile them up to use for building. Which by holding them together in one pile, it helps them not bend, because the weight helps them. Goshesh, eitz oruch shemagashesh and boy hamayim. It was a long piece of wood you'd use to test the water. The thing I see in front of the ship. Later, shehu ba'omkoy, you make sure that's deep enough. Shtuchol tzvina lo halach b'hem, that the water can, that the ship can go over there. Kapital leah. He doesn't want it to bend. He sets it aside in place. And that told being max of yadayim. I feel the Reb Shimon, even because Reb Shimon also the taltel the muksa machlus chasar and kis. I feel the Reb Shimon moed. This is like chasar and kis. Even Reb Shimon is moed to chasar and kis. Okay, let's hold the Gemara here, and hopefully tomorrow, assuming that I'm on time, we'll be able to catch up because this is small. Okay.